Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us. This is Psychic Talk Radio, and today the doctors are in. It's Friday the 13th. That's right. We're going to talk about that. We're going to take your calls. It's open lines and mini readings all show long. Let me bring on my fabulous co-hosts. The doctors are in. Dr. Sharona Rapsik, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hi, ladies.
Hello,
Hi.
Everyone. Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th, everybody.
I love that. I love that. I woke up this morning. I was like, should I even go out today? You know? Because they do say that, you know, certain incidences increase on Friday the 13th as well as full moons. And we have that going on too, don't we? Sharona, you said something about the moon.
Yeah, it's the harvest moon. Yeah, it's the harvest moon tonight.
I think I read somewhere it's the first time since 2000, something like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Wow, so we got the harvest moon going
on.
On
Friday the 13th. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm talking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's just crazy. So before we get into that, chatting about that a little bit, going to give everybody some time to call in here. We already have a few callers in the queue. If you're in the queue now, don't go anywhere. We take the calls in the order that they come in. And if you hang up and call back in, guess what? You get moved to the bottom of the list. So stick with us. We'll get to the call shortly. When you call in, make sure you press 1 on your dial pad. That's what lets us know you want to be live on air. It's 714-816-4628. You can join us in the chat room as well. I see some people in the chat room over at psychictalk.net/live. There's a player on that page. It's good for all of our shows all week long. That's right. You can just in the morning wake up and go to psychictalk.net/live and see when the next show is, and the player's right there, so you can listen to the show live. And if you scroll down below the player, you can get into the chat room with us. You can ask for a reading in there, right there in the chat room. You can comment on the show, the topic. You can ask questions about anything you'd like to ask a question about, or you can call in and do the same thing. Once again, here's that number, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're using Skype to dial in, remember you have to go to the app, you have to open the dial pad, then press 1. So you can ask questions, get guidance, ask for a mini reading live on air. We got pretty much, between the three of us, we have everything covered. So if you want to ask about tarot or numerology, angels, Reiki, mantras, the Vedic gods, hypnosis, NLP, life coach. I mean, we have everything pretty much covered. Energy tapping. I mean, you know, you name it. Between the three of us, the three doctors here, we have it all covered for you. You know, if you have a burning question, I always wondered this about tarot. You know, does the death card really mean death? You know, that kind of thing. Which is card 13, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah. Tarot card 13, the death card. Now, you know, it doesn't actually mean death unless there's a lot of other cards supporting that. In the reading, could be talking about, you know, someone in your family passed away, something like that, you know. Typically, it means a transition, though. Something is ending completely and utterly. The Ten of Swords is very similar, actually. But in both of those cards, actually, in the background, the sun is coming up. The day is dawning. A new day is dawning. That's the way to look at it. One door closes, another door opens. That's the real essence of the death card, card 13. And, you know, this whole thing about 13 being an unlucky number, you know, as a numerologist, 13 is just four, because we reduce all two-digit numbers, three-digit numbers, any compound number, we just add the numbers together. We just keep adding them together until we get down to a single digit, because there's only one through nine, unless it's a master number. But master numbers are compound numbers made up of two or more of the same digit, not different numbers, not like 1, 2, 3. It's like 1, 1, right? So we don't reduce the master numbers, but everything else we do. So, you know, 13 is just 1 plus 3. It's 4, which is structure in numerology. It's actually a really good number. You know, it's making plans and getting ready for things, you know. But we've got this this thing about Friday the 13th, you know, it was actually the number 13. And this whole thing with it being Friday the 13th, you know, that wasn't popularized till the early 20th century, really. They think one of the ways that it really became popularized was in 1907. Thomas Lawson had a really popular novel out. He wrote Friday the 13th. And we think that that's what really got it into the zeitgeist, you know, really got it into the collective consciousness, especially in America and in the Western world. It was a novel about an unscrupulous broker that took advantage of the superstition to create a Wall Street panic on Friday the 13th in the novel. And this was way back 1907. And of course, you know, some of my favorite movies, Friday the 13th, you know, 1980, I was in high school, and Friday the 13th, the movie came out, and of course, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people watching that. So that really, you know, since 1980, it's really been in the public consciousness, you know. They're not really sure where the idea of Friday the 13th, or even the number 13, really, you know, the fear of this comes from. One thing that's been popularized or pushed as a suggested origin is Friday the 13th, October 1307. That's when Philip IV of France arrested hundreds of Knights Templars. Orders from the Pope, really, but he also hated the Templars, you know, because they basically ran the banking system of the time. They created the first banking system and the exchange of money, and you could deposit money with a Templars group here and then have a writ that you could take with you and, you know, in another town, in another country even, you could make a withdrawal. And that's how the banking system actually and the Knights Templar had huge amounts of power because of this, and over the royals and the individual countries and you know, even the Catholic Church at the time. And so they wiped them out on Friday 13th, October 1307. But that origin was really mostly popularized in the 20th century. You know, Dan Brown's book, and and the movie, and you know, things like that. Is, you know, we don't think that people were even aware of Friday the 13th, October 1307, that much prior to the 20th century, really. But there's some things that go way back on the 13. Like there's a Norse myth told of a dinner party was the 12 gods, and a 13th god showed up. And of course, it was the trickster god Loki. He was a gate crasher, you know, and a party crasher, and he shot the god of joy and happiness, Baldur. And that's when, you know, 13 became negative in certain regions, you know. And, of course, the Christian tale of the Last Supper, right? The 13th guest, the unlucky guest, Judas, the betrayer, you know, so we kind of think that that's where some of this this stuff comes from. One of the earliest references in the West is from 1869, an early documented reference, first one in English really that I could find anyways. Henry Sutherland Edwards does a biography of can't even pronounce these names. Giacchino Rossini. And he actually died on Friday the 13th. And Edward said he, Rossini, was surrounded to the last by admiring fans. And if it be true, like so many Italians, he regarded Fridays as an unlucky day and 13 as an unlucky number. It's remarkable that on Friday the 13th of November, he passed away. So that's like the earliest reference. In English, anyway. What do you guys think about? Have you ever, even, you know, Rose and Sharona, have you even really even thought about it very much, Friday the 13th or the number 13?
Well, Jax, I woke up on the 13th floor. I actually live on the 13th floor and I'm calling in from the 13th floor. Now, it's something interesting that they do. If you go to the buttons for the elevators, they don't call it 13, but factually it is. So there is some theory that a lot of this started with the Otis Elevator Company. I looked up, and people were scared of elevators.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So... It, you know, going back, that also would be something that would be, I guess, early 20th century, that the Otis Elevator Company decided to omit that number in elevators. But anyhow, I know that
wow.
I live on the 13th floor, and I'm calling in from the 13th floor.
Taking her life in her own hands. Yes. What about you, Rose?
Well, I haven't given it a lot of thought. You know, it's such a long time because when I was a kid, you know, it was always, oh, watch out for Friday the 13th. You know, that means bad things are going to happen. But, you know, once you get older, you're like, eh, it's not so scary.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I find interesting is that in, what were they saying? In... the, I guess you say the Latin world or Latin, the Spanish-speaking world here in the Americas, there's more of a fear of the 13th on a Tuesday because Tuesday represents the day of Mars. And, you know, Mars is, you know, Aries, the god of war. And so to have the 13th fall on a Tuesday is more of a concern, you know, and that makes sense in terms of, you know, when you're looking at coming from an astrological point of view, right? Looking at astrology and whatnot. So, but I really haven't given much thought of it since I was a child, to be honest with you. Like, I don't have a fear of it. I noticed when, as Sharona was talking about, you know, when you get on the elevator and you're looking for floors, you notice, oh, there's not a 13th floor, you
mm-hmm.
know? That's the only time I even think about it, you know. It's not a fear that I have, but I understand
yeah.
that there are a lot of people that do have this kind of fear to the point where they will alter their behavior on this day. So they don't do the same things. Like you were saying,
right.
I wonder if I should go out today, you know. You
yeah.
know? People won't fly on that day. You know, there are a lot of things that they won't
mm-hmm.
do on the 13th. Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually a phobia, triskaidekaphobia, triskaidekaphobia, I'll just say. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Triskaidekaphobia, a fear or an avoidance of the number 13. It's really not Friday the 13th per se, but, you know, that's probably the worst instance of it, you know. So they avoid 13.
Right.
They won't right. sleep in hotel room number 13. They won't take the 13th
right.
flight or the 13th. Step or they'll jump over the 13th step. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. In addition to a whole floor missing, you know, the room 13 is often missing in a lot of buildings that are numbered, you know, like that. There was a study in the British Medical Journal published in 1993 that said concluded, quote, "The risk of hospital admission as a result of a transport accident may be increased by as much as 52% on the 13th.
Wow.
That's amazing. And it's estimated as much as $800 or $900 million is lost in business on Friday the 13th.
Wow.
And they people don't do regular, don't do routine business, use public transportation, leave their house. They'll make their flight the next day, you know, things like that. Interesting though, there's some counter reports, like the Dutch Center for Insurance Statistics, back on June 12, 2008, stated that it's actually the opposite. They found fewer accidents and reports of fire, theft, and so forth occur on the 13th of the month or when it falls on Friday, because people preemptively are, you know, they're more careful and they stay home, so there's less accidents happening. So you can look at it both ways, I suppose.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting. Well, aren't there 13 full moons in a yearly cycle?
I believe so, although I think
true.
It might.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not exactly 12. There's 13. That's an interesting
feminine
figure.
Number, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a feminine number, too, because women, they ovulate 13 times a year. And they used to say
yep.
in olden times it would start with the beginning of the new moon. And as far as angel numbers, the number 13 signifies that you are in touch with the female ascended masters and goddesses, that they're staying with you and assisting you to stay positive. So that feminine connection is pretty powerful.
Wow. Yeah. Cycles.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh. Pretty interesting stuff. I wonder what everybody out there thinks about. Maybe they know something more about Friday the 13th. We'll give everybody an opportunity. We'll start taking some phone calls. You ladies ready? Take some phone calls.
I'm ready.
Who's out there? Absolutely. Oh, great. Okay, so let me give out the phone number one more time. If you're listening live, you're sitting on the fence, this is the time to call in, because we'll be for sure be able to get to your call, because you'll be in a good spot in the queue if you call in right now at 714-816-4628. Just remember to press 1 on your dial pad. If you just want to listen to the show, you can call in and just don't press 1, and you'll be at the bottom of the list. And we'll know that you're just listening to the show. But if you want to be live on air with us, as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad, 714-816-4628. I did the card of the day, and I got the 5 of Wands. So Wands is fire, that fire energy and passion. And typically that card talks about rivalry and competition, maybe legal battles, but also working with a group, creative struggle, that kind of competition, courage in the time of struggle. So we may see a pattern of this coming up today. Also, of course, it's the 13th, and I already said that that's 4. in numerology, structure. This is a great time to establish a foundation in something, maybe a new project, anything having to do with structure. So it might be making plans for the future, things along those lines. This is a great day for those kind of things. And it's also, the whole date is seven. So that's the highest spiritual number in numerology. It's the number of the natural detective. You know, this is a great day to do research. You know, that genealogy chart you always wanted to do. This is a great day for that. Okay, so that's the numerology and the tarot card of the day. And I'm going to shuffle here. Let's see who's out there waiting for us. Area code 480 has been waiting the longest. Are you there, caller? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey. I do have a psychic question, but I would like to tell
sure.
you, I didn't know, I forgot if today was Friday the 13th, though. But I do live in building 13. And then my
oh, wow.
grandfather was one of my close ancestors. You know, one that looked after me, was born on the 13th. So,
oh, wow.
Did you know the United States was founded on the 13 colonies? The first flag we had 13 stars. 13,
yep.
I was told now that the 13 have something to do with the Intergalactic Federation, and that most people that work closely with the government have a 13 association. So,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I was told, okay? Do your research, though.
That's wonderful.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, okay, I was wondering about a job. Do you see me you can find a job soon?
It's the J-O-B. We get that question so much, you know, we should just start messing with people, ladies, when the calls come in and they ask about the job. You just go, no, and hang up on them.
That is terrible.
Well, that child's going to go out.
I know. I'm evil and must be destroyed. I'm evil and must be destroyed. I'm telling you.
Well, how about
oh
love
my
then?
God.
If you're tired of it. Extra love. Love then. I don't know. Love.
Yeah. No, I'm actually getting really good cards for you for the J-O-B.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm it's 3 out of 5 yes cards came up, so that's probably yes. You're heading in the right direction. You just have to, you know, there's a little left to do.
Yeah,
but I got the 10 of Pentacles, the King of Pentacles or King of Coins, you know, the 8 of Pentacles. 8 is the number of abundance. I mean, these are all really great
Ooh,
cards. The seven,
yeah.
The 7 of Wands tells me that you already have all the skills and abilities you need. You just have to apply them. Which the eight of Pentacles is about applying your skills. It's the profitable use of one's skills, talents. You know, being in touch with your enthusiasm around what you do. And dedication to making it, you know, better and better. The very last card gives us a little clue. It is the 6 of Cups. And that's also the timing card. So this can happen as quickly as 6 days, as long as 6 weeks. How long it takes, you know, people always ask us, you know, give me the timing. When's it going to happen? Well, you know, we can only do a reading from the now, and it all depends on what decisions you make and things that you put in place as you move forward.
Right.
You can alter that timeline. Yeah, so we can only give you a probable outcome based on the trajectory from the decisions you've made in the recent past, going through the now into the future, which is not set in stone. We have free will. Okay, so you can make decisions and go in different directions. Okay, so, you know, my first instinct is it can take up to 6 weeks, but you can make it happen in 6 days. You can just set
no,
the intention.
No, I had to wait on people. I'm waiting on some things. That's what's holding it up. I know what you're talking
about. Yep.
I'm actually waiting for something. That's what's going on, and it's just patience. So maybe within 6 days I get some type of response, but for the next date, I mean the next step, not actually for the job itself. So, you know, it's a process.
Yep. Yep. But
I'm sorry,
I'm just
telling you, you're right. Yes. You're right.
Let's see what Sharona's getting, though. Sharona might have additional details or something. What's going on, Sharona?
Yeah.
Are you getting anything here?
I am. And what's interesting, I also got the Six of Cups. And
see, there you go.
Because what I'm getting an overlapping, too, you said something about love and romance. So there is definitely something coming. And I'm getting also this thing that it's going to be in the near future. But it seems like it's someone that you already know, someone from your past. And I'm also getting the message that not to worry, getting that from the angels that you shouldn't worry. But this friend may also have some insights and help into your career. But lots of really good cards. So just relax. Don't worry. Just kind of, you're just going to flow right into this.
Yeah, that's interesting because I flipped over my deck, and guess where it was at? The Six of Cups. I just flipped it over, and it just was popped. Yeah, so, okay. I'll take that.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys
thanks for calling in, Keisha.
Oh, no problem.
You
thank you.
Best of luck, Keisha.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the weekend coming up. There's a nice weekend coming up here, and we're about to launch into that. And I just love that. Anybody that listens to the shows frequently know that on all the shows we have tons of these synchronicities where the hosts on the shows are pulling a lot of the same cards, or we'll get different cards, but they have the same meaning. You know, things like that. And in this instance, the caller themselves pulls a card and gets the same card that both Sharona and I got. You know, that's the universe saying, you know, kind of winking at us and going, yeah, see, this stuff works. I love it. I love it. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest after Keisha? It looks like 614, area code 614. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Filson. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Can you say your name one more time? I didn't quite catch it.
Filson. Filson, like Philip. Filson.
Filson. Gotcha. Filson. Just want to make sure I was getting that right. And how can we help you today? It's open lines. Anything you want to chat about?
I would like to know what, I guess, good things are coming my way in my life. Hopefully something.
Something. Maybe what Filson needs to know now from the angel. I don't know. Sharona, you want to pull an angel card or go a different route? Or?
Well, I can pull an angel card, but it would help us if when you say things that are coming your way, if you can be clearer. I mean, you know, work, love, or just general what's coming your way. Because what I'm getting from the angels
too.
You're getting a lot of support from Archangel Michael, and he's all about protection and a lot of support from guides and everything. But I'm getting that the key thing that you want to do is to there's cards that are coming up that you really want to take good care of yourself, you know, like treat yourself to a spa day and relax and everything. They're, you know, this message of take care of yourself. Take walks in nature. Okay.
Yeah, that resonates.
That makes a lot of sense. That kind of fits in, Sharona, that fits in perfectly with what I'm getting, which the central focus card, the main message is the Three of Cups. That's a card of celebration, girls' night out, friendship, bonding, raising of energy. That's what you really need now. Not so much anything else coming in, you know, relationships, job, all that kind of stuff. You're not in the right place, you see. You need to get back in what's the word for it? Alignment with, back in connection with that happy space, that feeling space, you know. And in fact, a lot of the cards are all cup cards. Ace of Cups, Ten of Cups, Three of Cups in the center here, you know. The other thing is that the Hermit card shows up, which is a card of, you know, counsel sought and taken, taking a step back, a time of reflection. So the cards are saying to reframe what's going on right now, or perhaps in your case, what's not going on right now. You know, waiting for something good to happen in one or multiple areas of your life, you know, and you're waiting for that. And instead of looking at that way like it's not happening, instead you reframe it as, ah, this is a great opportunity to take a step back and look at the big picture. What do I really want? So that I can set the intention and draw that in. What do I really want in these different areas of my life? And seeking counsel, going out and talking to other people, people that have wisdom, people that you trust, and then you can have a conversation and say, you know, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? And formulate plans, develop ideas. And all along with this is, you know, with the Ten of Cups, the Three of Cups, it's all talking about, you know, returning to the happy state, developing the happy state, getting back in touch with that, you know. Even the Ace of Cups, it's all about emotional stability and establishing all of that before you're drawing anything else in, so that you're prepared for it and you're in the right state. So that's what's coming up, as you know. That's the way I asked it, actually, was basically, you know, what does Filson need to know right now? So I hope that all helped you out and what Sharona had to say.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Awesome. And enjoy the weekend. Dr. Rose, I feel like we're leaving you out. You're so quiet in the background there. I know we're doing the readings, but
I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah. You know,
I'm,
if you have a mantra or something,
so
jump out there. That's okay. That's okay. We got to get you bringing the calls on again. I loved when you did that. And wow. Wow. So we got a few more calls. There's still time, folks. You can call in 714-816-4628. Before we go back to the calls, real quickly, I want to let folks know what's coming up on the network, because the radio shows are starting to come back to a full schedule. We have one or two returning in October. There's also a brand new show launching in October from Sharona here. Sharona, you're going to be doing the second and fourth Sundays of the month. Angelic Realms is returning to the airwaves the first and third Sundays with Maria Moss, and then you'll be taking the second and fourth Sundays. You want to tell people about that, the title of your show and so forth?
I would love to. And guess what? It starts on October the 13th.
13th.
So
of course it
up.
Does. You can't make this stuff up. No.
Nope. Nope. Yeah, it's the name of my show is Magic Universe with Sharona. And
ooh,
it's going to be all about angels and how you can work with angels or divine intelligence and create magic in your life. You know, we are in the driver's seat. We forget about that. And magic is real. And So we're going to be talking about all things magical and wonderful and how great this universe is that we live in. And the first show, I am going to be talking about angels and auras and color. Color is something that I work a lot with. I'm also an artist and a designer. I spent many years working in the fashion business. And so we'll be talking about color, the auras of the angels, the colors of their auras, but also how by envisioning colors, you can bring in your angels, and also you can change the way that you think. And remember, change your thoughts, you change your universe. That's the magic.
That's right. We use that, well, a similar phrase in hypnotherapy, you know, change your mind, change your life.
Exactly.
It's quite similar. Well, congratulations on that. We look forward to that first show on the 13th of October.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Rose Sharona is going to be joining us not just this week, but the next two Fridays as well. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And your show sounds exciting, Sharona. It really does. Because I'm very similar in a sense of, you know, divine beings and archetypes and gods and goddesses and how they can work magic in your life. That's like my main thing, you know, in terms of my personal.
Well, I got to have you on my show, too.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Awesome. Well, just real quickly, folks, you know, you can always see the list of upcoming shows at psychictalk.net upcoming. I have all the shows listed through, let me look here, Monday, October 7th. So from now through Monday, October 7th, all the shows are listed. You can make plans to check out some of the great shows and what we have going on. It's all written up for you at psychictalk.net/upcoming. So the next show is tomorrow, September 14th. I'm doing an open lines and mini reading show, Psychic Saturdays with Mary Brown. So there's another show that you're going to be able to call in on and hang out with Mary and I. And then on Monday, September 16th, it's a doubleheader. Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs, followed directly by Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. And she's doing a new series of shows, Power of Your Love. And this Monday, it's Love is a Healer. And yes, it is. So you want to tune in for that. And of course, you can call in and talk to Catherine on her show as well. Tuesday, September 17th, it's The Difference Between Ghosts and Spirits with Rose Fullhorse and Dave Nunnally. And they're going to be joined by a special guest, Dave's wife, Donna Nunnally, who's an expert in this area. They're going to be talking about the difference between ghosts and spirits. And that's another show you can call in on Tuesday, September 17th. Wednesday, September 18th, I'll be back on the air with Charlotte Kornberg with another open line show with mini reading. Charlotte will be doing the crystal of the week and talking about crystals. So that's this Wednesday. And then, of course, the three of us will be back on Friday, September 20th. The doctors are in open lines, mini readings, and more. And who knows, over these next couple of weeks, we might come up with some mini topics for you. I think, Sharona, you had something. I can't remember right now. But yeah, so that's what's coming up, psychictalk.net/upcoming. So let's go back to the phone lines here and see who's been waiting the longest. You guys ready? Go back to calls?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just checking in. You guys got really quiet there, and I was like, are they still there? Ah. So once again, the number is 714-816-4628. And the call that's been waiting the longest is area code 510-510. Caller, what's your
Hello.
Name?
Tamika.
What's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
Tamika, California.
Awesome. What do you want to chat her out, Tamika?
What do you guys see for me coming up?
Okie doke. Do you have a burning question? You know, what area of your life, what's really going on that you need an answer to?
Love ain't going. No, love is just sitting there. It ain't doing anything.
Well, that's like our previous caller.
It's just sitting there.
It's interesting. There's a lot of stuck people. Are you noticing this?
Right,
Dr. Rose,
yes.
Dr. Rose, you got to have a mantra for something like this that we can give out to everybody, not just Tamika, but everybody, that'll help them, I don't know, change the energy maybe, get in a better state. But as far as
I
for
–
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say I didn't get the area that we're focusing in on.
Well,
or is
that's
just general?
It's general.
Oh,
like
okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying is that Tamika, what she said, I had to put Tamika on hold because there's a lot of background noise. So can't ask her right now. All right. But for you and for Sharona, I don't know if you heard Sharona, but it's basically the same as the last caller. And it seems like, okay,
right.
There's a pattern developing here, you know, where people are feeling stuck. And I thought you might have an energetic shift for that. And let me give you time to think about that while Sharona and I – what I'm thinking, Sharona, is, you know, maybe just a message from the angels, whatever it is Tamika needs to hear, you know, right now. And then I'll pull some cards and see if I get a message for Tamika. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan. The archangel that is coming through to me, and it's a full moon, and she's associated with the moon, is Archangel Haniel. And she's all about feminine intuition. So the message that she's giving me is you got to really be clear about your intentions. Because that's what creates your experiences. And really think about what you want to have it unfold in your life. And because we are creating our experiences. So what you need to do that she's saying is to kind of tonight, particularly with the full moon, you know, even if you have to go out and get some magazines or whatever, look at pictures, get ideas. I mean, think of the world as being a restaurant where you can order the dish that you want and just get clear about your intentions. And it's a full moon, so you can manifest tonight. It's the harvest moon. And the thing with the harvest moon is what you think about, it's a moon where you can manifest for things that you want through the end of the year. So it's like putting in storage what you want and having it there to draw upon it.
That's amazing advice from the angels there. You know, Sharona, what I'm getting is really in perfect alignment with what you're talking about. I pulled a card just to see what the general message would be that would come up for Tamika, right? And I get the Two of Swords. And the Two of Swords is about, first of all, it's swords. So swords are thoughts and ideas. And with it being Two of Swords and she has the swords crossed, it could be you're at a crossroads right now. There's a decision maybe, and you're not making the decision. You're stuck at this crossroads. In the traditional Waite Smith version of the card, behind her is the seas, and water like that, especially large bodies of water, always represent the unconscious, the subconscious, or the collective unconscious. And she has her blindfold on. She's got this blindfold on. She's holding the two swords. It's like, nope, I'm not moving. I'm not making a decision. I'm not going down one path or the other. Or alternatively, with that blindfold, it's like, I can't see the way forward. Sounds, what do you think, Sharona? That sounds closer to where Tamika is, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And so I drew a couple more cards to clarify what's going on here, and I got the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords is like the opposite of the Two of Swords. Because rather than having, you know, two or more ideas and you're trying to decide which way to go and all this different thing, Ace of Swords is a new opportunity. All the aces are, you know, beginning of a victory, seed of an idea, you know, especially the Ace of Swords, seed of an idea, search for the ultimate truth, power of thought, source, clarity. Clarity, that's a good, really good word for this is like, you know, finding the clarity. And that's along the lines of what you were talking about, Sharona, in your message, you know, that she needs to get focus. She needs to decide what she really wants. Because you can't move forward in that position of the Two of Swords. You're just sitting there, you're making no progress. And the reason why people get stuck in their life and don't make progress is because they don't have focus. They don't really know what they want. They know they want something better. They know they want more abundance in this area of their life, that area of their life, this other area of their life over here. They know they want more abundance, but they don't have specifics. And that's what you need to take time to find out. That's what holds people back, you know. When we talk about the law of attraction, we always tell people, you don't focus on a pile of money and try to attract in $1 million or something like that. Because money is just an energy exchange. And I'm not saying this is, you know, part of your deal, Tamika, and what you're thinking about. I'm just using this as an example of you don't go with the nebulous thing like a pile of money, because it's just an energy exchange. It's what you use to – you exchange energy with other people. You create value for other people, and – you get paid that way, and then you exchange that energy for the things you actually want. So you focus on the things the money would buy, not the money itself. And so it's the same thing here. Most people that are stuck are being too nebulous. They're like, I want more abundance in my career. I want more abundance in relationships, you know, or whatever area of your life it is. Instead, you need to think of, okay, what do I really want? And get that singular idea. That's the Ace of Swords there. Another card that showed up is the Eight of Cups. Now, eight, again, is abundance. Okay? Very good card. But what it's talking about is it's talking about letting go and moving on, moving onward and upward. That's what's happening in the card. Cups is emotions. And in the traditional Waite Smith version of the card, the individual in the card has stacked these cups, basically, you know, dealt with emotions, past baggage, things like that, and they're moving onward and upward, moving away from that, and onward and upward, going up, scaling up this hill with a walking stick. And that's what you need to do. Not only do you have to focus in on what you really want, which is the main thing, because that'll knock everything else out. You know, that's really all you need. But just as an added caveat is that you can work on baggage that you're still attached to and let go of that. And there's a lot of ways of doing that. You can seek out a practitioner of like energy tapping, Reiki, a whole lot of modalities. People can help you release your attachments to pass things that are holding you back, and even help you discover what those are. Hypnotherapy, NLP practitioners, all of that. So that's what I'm getting. I hope that helps you out, Tamika. And Rose, I don't know, do you have anything, not just for Tamika, but like for everybody else that, I don't know,
yeah.
Something that will change state or something. I don't know. What'd you come up with?
Yeah, so, you know, whenever people are feeling stuck or they have obstacles or they're very unclear about what they want, that's usually, you know, in the Vedic system and the Eastern tradition, it's usually considered it's a karmic issue. You know, being cloudiness, being lethargic, cloudy-headed, not sure what you want, those are all obstacles. And so I've talked about this mantra before called GUM, which is the mantra for Ganesha. Ganesha is an elephant head god, and he removes all obstacles. And one of the things that I do in my personal spiritual practice is every morning I chant the GUM mantra and pray for removal of obstacles both inside of me and outside of me. So if you're not really clear about, like, you want more abundance and you want more love or you want more of whatever it is, you know, maybe more job offers or something like that or more money, then chant GUM so that you can be clear about what you do want. Because when you operate out of confusion or just fuzzy-headedness or cloudiness, that's what you're going to get back, right? You know, that the universe says, okay, well, she wants cloudiness, so we'll continue to give you that. So what you want to do is you want to become clear. So a standard practice is to chant the mantra 108 times. That's very easy to do when you have a mantra that's only one syllable, such as GUM, you know. And basically it's with it sounds like chewing gum, but it does, you know, obviously that's not what its meaning is. It's not what its function. But GUM has within it the power to remove you being in, you know, unsure or cloudy headed or things like that, so that you can really tune into what it is that you do want. Because you do need to be clear about what you do want. You know, what exactly. So my suggestion is to chant GUM. Very easy to do again. Maybe you can do it within minutes, probably 5 minutes, maybe 8 minutes max or something like that. And then as you go along about your day, if you see that you're trying to make a decision and you're having trouble making decisions, chant GUM, you know, just chant it throughout the day and it'll help really clear your mind. But it's a mantra that works miracles. That's my recommendation.
Awesome. That's perfect. That's exactly what I was talking about. I was like, I know Dr. Rose has to have something about this.
Oh, yeah. GUM is one of my favorite mantras. Like I said, every day, that's what I do. I just preempt, you know, a lot of issues by doing that. And even if something comes up, because things always do, I just chant GUM, you know, and things will become clear.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. You know, and I was just seeing this theme running through a lot of our callers today, you know, and I think it actually goes back. It always goes back to the card of the day. But when I pull the card of the day, I don't always see what it's going to be. All right. So remember, we got the Five of Wands, right? Ladies, you remember that?
Right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different meanings. And, you know, one of the things that it didn't occur to me, but now it's you know, hindsight 2020, it's a little more clear, is that it can also deal with struggles with yourself. And I feel like that's what a lot of our callers today have had, is struggles with themselves, not really outside forces. I mean, they may think it's, you know, well, the world's coming down on me and it's causing me to, you know, be unhappy in this area of my life, that area of my life, this area over here, you know, but really that's not what's going on. We are in control of ourselves. We're in control of our own state. And when things are out of control and not going anywhere, like with Tamika and like with previous callers, usually we're stuck and it's because we're in a struggle with ourselves, really. And remember, I said Five of Wands. Wands is passion. It's the fire energy, okay? And when you have five wands like that, you have all these different passions swirling around, right? So you're not getting clear on, you know, what is your real passion and what do you want to go after? What is your goal? Which is what we were talking about earlier. So, yeah, definitely a theme. And let's see, we got a few more callers here. I think we can squeeze in a couple more maybe before the top of the hour. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 757. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Are you there, 757? Uh-oh, hold on. The switchboard is having a hiccup here, folks. Let's try to get that again. Hi, 757.
I blame it on the full moon. I'm blaming everything on the full moon.
It is.
Hi, my name is Deanna. I'm calling from Virginia.
Awesome. I think that's the first time I ever got a 757 area code in like 10 years of broadcasting. So it's great to have you on. What do you want to chat about,
Deanna? Thank you for having me. I want to know about a career. I mean, a job. When do you see me getting one pretty soon? Hopefully soon, but.
Wow, it is a theme today, too, is the job thing, because that,
yeah.
I think that hit three or four of our callers now. Let me see what's going on here. What am I getting? Got big trucks going by. Sorry, folks, if you're hearing any of that. So I, as I do with all of my readings, I start off with a yes, no, and I got 3 out of 5. So it's positive. Okay. You can manifest and bring in the job. Because it's not a strong yes, like 4 or 5 yeses, it's 3 yeses. I always say that when that happens, there's more left to be done. There's more to be done. Yeah. Now, before I go back to that, let me just jump ahead to timing right away. I'm getting the 9 of Wands, and I actually got that for a previous caller too. Once again, when the 9 of Wands shows up, you know, you have all the skills and abilities, everything you need. And it's a good indicator, right, and it's a good indicator of eventual victory. Plans coming to fruition, resolution, can also mean good health and other things as well. But in this particular case, we're looking at job. And so it's a 9. So this can happen as quickly as 9 days, within a 9-day frame. And it's you know, how quickly it happens is entirely up to you, like we tell every single caller. I know, we sound like a broken record. But it's true. People don't realize that they have the power. It's not, oh, you know, I'll get the job when I find the job and I put out the resume and they decide to hire me. No, that's not what's really going on. What's really going on is you manifesting it and making it happen quicker. Everything that you get, you draw in. Everything you get, you draw in. And so the rate at which it happens is how much you're able to create a visualization of exactly what it is so that you can give that information to the universe. You know, if you give the universe a nebulous address, you know, the GPS isn't going to get you there. You have to give an exact address. All right. And that's what it's looking for. Now, it might require some additional research or study or something like that, because the main focus card is the Page Coins. So you got all these cards, but the main thing, the main message, you know, it's like the tarot is saying, you've got to tell Deanna that Page of Coins. Okay. And in the traditional Waitsmith version of the Page of Coins or Page of Pentacles, again, Pentacles is the material realm. It is finances. It is career, job, all those things. Okay, so he is holding this pentacle and intently staring at it. He's studying it. Okay. And the pages, all the pages are often an indication of a message coming through or study, research, learning. Okay, so I feel it's both. I feel that within the next 9 days, if you've been making mm-hmm. progress, that you're going to get a message. It might be an email, you know, it might be a phone call. You're going to get a positive message about the JOB. But there's also something else. You know, there's some kind of, I don't know if you need to research it more or learnings or study, you know, something to advance your career. I don't know what it's actually exactly indicating, but it's something like that. It's something like that. Yeah, but
I'm actually
yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm working with the temp company, and they are actually trying to get me into a job where I've been applying mm-hmm. to, but they never let me in. So the guy's trying to help me get into that, but he hasn't heard anything. You know, with me definitely going to that job. He said he will let me know. And also, I'm actually going back to school. I'm about to disenroll from school. So maybe that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
as far
it has
as, me going.
Right. Yeah, the page of coins often indicates additional schooling, additional training, certifications, what have you. You know, so I really think that is what it's talking about. But let's go over to Sharona and see what she's getting. Have you taken a look at
okay.
this, Sharona?
I have, and it's interesting. I am getting a card that says moonlighting, and that's about where you're doing like two jobs. So
yeah,
it makes sense.
That's funny that you said that. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I actually just closed my salon down, and I'm doing hair from my garage. I'm trying to convert it over to my little small salon. So you may be seeing that as being a second job.
Yeah, it's saying that there's a second career that you can start while you're doing your job, and
mm-hmm.
there's going to be abundance there. And also the fact that it's moonlighting, it's kind of like I'm thinking about it's a full moon tonight. You know, we keep
mm-hmm.
getting all these cards about the moon. So
right.
go with that. And I have the other card that I got is the Queen of Pentacles. And that's a woman who can do many things. But it's a woman
mm-hmm.
who's involved with beauty. You know, she's a woman who everything she touches turns to beauty. And perfect timing, the moon, go for it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good
now.
Evening.
And enjoy your weekend, too.
Bye.
Now you got to call us back and tell us what happened. It's the ongoing saga of Fiona. So I think we have time for maybe one more call. It's at the top of the hour here, and so we'll go over a few minutes, you know, and take another call. But if we don't have time to get to your call today, remember you can call in tomorrow, and it's the same number for tomorrow and the whole week. All of our shows, 714-816-4628. Write that down. Put it in your phone. Put it in your pad. And also write down or put it in your – along with that number, the psychictalk.net/live link, because that's the only one you need all week long. After a show ends, we switch it over to the next live show. So when you go to psychictalk.net/live on any day, it's going to tell you what the next show is. And you'll be able to jump in the chat room there and listen on the player and so forth. All righty. So I will be on with Mary tomorrow, and we're doing open lines all show. So call in tomorrow if we don't get to you today. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 916. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Christy, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Christy.
How are you?
Great.
Thank you for taking my call.
Awesome.
I have a quick question.
You got through.
Thank you. I need it right now. What do you see with my relationship currently? Like, where is it heading? Kind of a deal.
Alrighty. You could pull some cards. Hey, Sharona, you want to go first on this one?
I'm pulling some cards.
Awesome. We're working on it, Christy.
Well, no, you're fine, and I'm open to anything bluntly.
Well, I mean, you're definitely, it's a friendship, but I'm getting that there's a more passionate, you're looking for something more passionate. It's a good friendship, and you have a lot of trust and integrity with this person. I'm just going to grab, I have a deck that does romance. Think we can get some more clarification, because I'm getting that there is someone else out there too. And there always is.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, I'm getting, you know, there's the word, I mean, it seems like you're in a relationship with someone right now who you could say it's they're a soulmate. But remember, soulmates are people that push your buttons. They're kind of people you made an agreement with, that they're going to help you mm-hmm. with issues in this lifetime. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting that there is still someone who's worth waiting for. And there is divine timing coming up in your life where you can express your love. And I mean, are you looking for like marriage, you know, a permanent type of partnership?
Well, I'm in a relationship now. I've been in it for 23 years, but I'm just getting mixed things coming from him, and I'm really mm-hmm. confused where it's taking me. And I just turned 42 yesterday, and I'm ready just to like live happily. And I just get mixed vibes from him. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you gotta listen to those vibes that you get. I mean, I'm getting that you're highly intuitive. I'm getting that this person with you that you're with now is a soulmate, and they're here to teach you different things. But I am getting that you should keep an open mind, that there are, you know, there's always other possibilities out there, and in terms mm-hmm. of love and relationship, you know, we're mm-hmm. as creatures, the world is changing, and we're not necessarily meant to be with one person. So kind of keep an open mind about that.
Okay.
I hope okay. that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I think when you're saying soulmate, Sharona, I think I'm hearing a lot of background noise. Is that coming from your line, Christy, or is, Dr. Rose, are you moving stuff around? Or I don't know. I'm getting a lot of banging of things.
It's not me. I'm on mute. So.
Okay. I'm just checking. It seems to have gone away now. Okay. So
okay.
back to where we were, trying mm-hmm. to refocus here. You know, I was saying that, okay, the rest of the sentence when you brought up what you brought up, Sharona, about the soulmate is that they're here to help you learn certain lessons, things like that. And just because they're a soulmate doesn't mean that there's going to be a romance or a permanent romance or an ongoing romance, or they might come in and leave. Although this person, you know, we're talking about something like, you know, multiple decades thing here. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to throw that out there, that there's the other part of the sentence when you're talking about soulmates mm-hmm. is that, because when somebody says soulmate, the general public has this idea of that means somebody that they have a romantic entanglement with, and that's not true necessarily, okay? in your life, mm-hmm. you can have multiple soulmates, most of which will not be a romantic interest. They're just here to help you with certain lessons. Now, when I draw cards, I just like Sharona, I see somebody else coming in. This person is an air sign, a Gemini, a Libra, Aquarius. The fellow that you've been with all of this time, is he a Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius?
No, he's a Capricorn.
Capricorn, yeah. See, this is the reason why I asked that. I mean, obviously, this person could be the same sign. It doesn't, you know, have to be a different one. But that's a strong indicator that this definitely is somebody new that's possible, that's out there. And it's in the form of the Knight of Swords. And he's rushing in from the future. It's in the future side of the spread, rushing towards you. You know, literally the knight in shining armor running in. But it won't manifest. You know, this is not going to manifest unless you're open to that. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you to be open to that. You have to make your own decisions in your life. But it's there. And the cards that are with that card are cards like the Ten of Cups, which is literally hearth and home, happy, secure, and enjoyable, you know, really happy family life. And the Sun card. You can't get a better card than the Sun card. Now, stuck in one of the past positions, the Sun card? The Sun card is fulfillment and success, love, joy, a good relationship, affirmation, confidence, you know, things along those lines. Yeah. A little caveat that I always throw in, it doesn't mean that it applies in every case, but in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, there's a baby riding on horseback carrying a crimson colored banner, and you know that color crimson is passion, and you know, when a baby shows up that can indicate certain things, you know, but not necessarily in your case, but I'm just throwing it out there that that's part of the essence of the Sun card. But going back to the past, going into the past positions, we got the Four of Pentacles. And the Four of Pentacles, it can be a positive card about security and protecting your assets and foundations and investment and things like that. It can also mean you're holding on too tight to something you shouldn't be holding on to.
I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just need a confirmation. I think I knew that.
I hope that helps
you out.
Thank
you for taking my call. It does. I just needed that boost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christy.
Love you.
It's like I always.
Oh,
thanks very much. Appreciate that. And I hope you'll call back in again and hang out with us and listen into the other shows. And it's psychictalk.net, everybody. Psychictalk.net. Everything's there. Hope you enjoy your weekend, Christy, and good luck with that. What was I going to say? Got distracted. Sorry, guys. Shoot. Now I completely forgot what it was I was going to say. Completely forgot. This went right out of the head. It was something about Christy's cards here, you know. I know what it was. It's the same thing. It was her comment about, you know, how it helped her out and, you know, gave her some clarity. And I think the word she actually used is the word that I use all the time, confirmation. I always say that psychic readings, especially tarot, is 90% confirmation, 10% new information. 90% confirmation. So I just thought I'd throw that out there again. Wow, this was fun. Went by really fast, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
A good show.
Absolutely. And I know, Sharona, you got your new show coming up, and I know you're going to be with us the next couple of weeks. We're very excited about that. Dr. Rose, you have anything new, different, exciting going on you want to mention?
Not yet.
Not yet. I know you're working on stuff in the background there, especially around mantras. So stay tuned, folks.
Yeah,
fingers
trying
coming.
To.
Mm-hmm. It may take a while, but that's okay. We're still here. And Sharona, any last words, Sharona, before we take off here?
The only last words is go out tonight and look at the beautiful moon. It's going to be in the sign of Pisces. So it's
mm-hmm.
a very intuitive moon. Go out there and howl at the moon. Be playful.
Right. And I guess we could add that, you know, this is the perfect time to make things happen. You know, the conjunction of all these energies and the full moon. I mean, this is a great time, you know, and I know one of the tricks I don't necessarily subscribe to myself, but is common in tarot is you can, during this full moon, you can put that tarot deck on the windowsill ledge there, you know, under the full moon, put a quartz crystal on top of it, you know, and just charge it all up with that full moon energy there. Just thought I'd throw that out there. All righty. So I'll be back tomorrow with Mary Brown. We'll be taking your calls, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait till next week to be back with the doctors.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to say goodbye to everybody. Thanks so much, all of our listeners and callers, because we don't have a show without you guys. And I want to thank Sharona and thank Rose. And we'll be talking
thank
soon.
Thank you, and lots of love to everyone, and happy full moon.
Happy
yes,
full moon,
happy
everybody.
Full moon. Happy full moon. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with Mary, and the three of us will be back next Friday. Looking forward to it. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.